I am a big believer in that, like, nothing brings a party together like a villain. Do you know what I mean? So I almost think it's kind of fun for somebody to do something egregious to, like, bond everybody else around it.
You're so right.
Insightful. It is.
Like, I almost, I, like, as a joke, my husband's ex was going to be at a wedding we went to this summer, and I was like, I heard she was having a hard time, and I was like, if I showed up in white, I think that'd be really nice for her. Because then she'd get to be like, and look at her his crazy new wife.
Party God. You guys have not spent enough time on farms. Are we recording?
We are recording.
Great, yeah. Because I have something to say.
What?
I think everyone would be better. Everyone would be better off if.
Put that milk down. God damn it. All right, guys. Hi. Welcome to. Hi, I'm Elle Parker.
I'm going to make my point. I'm Devin Young.
Make the point.
Everyone in LA and New York would be better off if they had taken a few 4-H classes.
What is that?
What is that?
Yeah.
Crazy. It's like a like you just learn like agricultural stuff. So at like 4-H camp when I was a kid, we learned how to like shoot bow and arrow. I'm a really good archer. We like cool. Go to like watch like a cow get inseminated.
This is some Georgia shit. All right, hi guys. I'm Elle Parker.
I'm Devin Young.
And this is Party God. Woo!
Okay, we're not cutting that.
Hi guys. Devin just went on and on about milk again. She's holding milk. This is. Some get out shit.
Zoom in on.
No.
Well, I think it's good for people to see it because I think a lot of times, I think they think it's like an unattractive quality because they think that I'm like
yeah,
drinking.
Yeah,
because
it's for cow
some,
babies.
Like, they think it's what? No.
It's for cow babies.
Cow babies? What are you talking about? Where do you, milk. How do you think milk?
Milk is for cow where? Children, not adults. You got, we are, okay.
I guys. Think they think that I'm drinking it out of something like a carton, like something disgusting, and I'm drinking it out of these like nice elevated glasses.
I'm gonna be sick. Okay, guys, welcome. So we're so happy to have you here. Our guest is Claire Parker. You know her from Good Noticings podcast, formerly the Celebrity Memoir Book Club. She's also a very talented stand-up, and we just had such a great time talking to her. It's great to have another girl on. We've had a lot of guys.
Yeah, yeah. Too many, one might argue.
Yeah. Yeah. One might say, too many men.
Yeah, I adored her. I want her to be our bestie.
I know. And she's coming to LA soon, so we're going to kick it. And I'm so excited to hang with her. Yeah, she was so great. So without further ado, we're done on milk. And enjoy
sorry,
our...
Sorry, Claire, for ruining your intro.
Sorry, Claire. All right, guys, here's our episode with Claire Parker.
Woo!
Claire, thank you so much for being here. We're so excited to have you on.
Oh my God, thank you guys for having me. I'm like nervous. I'm nervous to be like the biggest loser you've ever had on.
No, already talking to you. You're so fun and cool.
Oh my God, thank you. Well, I like to say I'm funny, but I'm not fun. Like, I don't know if, like, I'm not like a good time, but I am like we're laughing, but we're laughing in like a very like reclined position.
I disagree. I think you are fun. And I think that's part of being fun is like being able to hang out with someone and relax with them. That's
I can make anything. I can make a line of the DMV fun, but like, you know what I mean? If I'm in line for the club, I am going to give up and go home.
Hey, that's fine. Well, we start our episodes by giving our guests a Party God score, and we'll give you another score at the end. This is a predictive score. And you have said that you're not much of a partier, but you are so fun just talking to you. So it's like, I feel like you're wrong. And so I want to say 7 actually, because like, I think you don't realize that you are.
I really appreciate that. It's true. So the thing is, I do love to have fun and I love to dance. Like I love to go out, but I am really like, I don't experience FOMO. And I also am, I feel very much like I could have fun anywhere. I'm not going to work hard to have fun. So I feel like a New Year's Eve off the table. Do you know what I mean? Like anywhere, like where there isn't, like if I can't walk in, I'm going to walk home. Like I don't want to wait in line. I don't want to fight like that game people play where they get somewhere and then everyone goes, this isn't fun enough. Like, where do we go next? Like I cannot stand a night that's like in search of fun. Mm. That being said, I mean, there's some clubs that I love. My favorite dance club in the world is Spicy's, which is a pizza restaurant on the Jersey Shore that at night they just turn off the lights and play top 40 hits from 2010 remixed.
Oh, that sounds great. And that sounds awesome.
Anyone can get in and they have like this super jack guy that stands there and just like says go, go, go into a mic. And if you tell him it's your birthday, he will say like, go Claire, it's your birthday. And I could be there till 8 a.m. Like I could party there all night long. That being said, a few weeks ago for my friend's birthday, we all got tickets to Elsewhere on Halloween and I showed up and they wouldn't let me in because my ID was expired. And I was like, yeah, but I'm 33. And they were like, we don't care. You can't come in. And then they were like, you can try and like apply for a new driver's license on your phone and get a QR code. And I tried twice. And then I, but like, that was like for a friend's birthday, I will download a link.
Yeah.
I couldn't get in and I went home. But I'm like, that to me is not worth it. Like, I can't fight a bouncer.
Okay. So no lines.
No lines. No, I'm not going to sneak in. I don't want to be somewhere. Yeah. I like somewhere where I have a lot of space to dance.
Yeah. She's a party princess. She's a party princess. If you set the conditions right for her.
Exactly.
Yeah. She's there. She's got to walk in. You got to just open that door.
I had a lot of fun at my own wedding because it was my playlist. Good. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I gave the DJ 100 songs I like and I was allowed in right away. And
so you like a party if you're in control of the event.
I guess I just do feel very like music dependent. My problem is... I'm sorry, but I want to hear Katy Perry remix. Like, I like a Pitbull song.
Okay, you know what? I was, like, hanging with this, like, cool, like, crowd for a bit. And, like, it was, like, they were, like, kind of punk.
When was that?
No, okay. No, listen. Okay, so I was dating a guy who was, like, a punk musician. Go. And so, like, we were at this warehouse. And then they were, like, playing these, like really like just punk alternative, like, songs. And I was like, okay, yeah, you know. And then they remixed Katy Perry into a song. And then I was like... Yeah.
No, that's okay. Really good. You get why she's a star.
And then at the end of the night, they're like, yeah, the music was great until like Katy Perry came on. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, totally. Like, yeah, it sucked. Yeah,
when I hated that part.
That's my, like, I can dance as long as I like every song. But the minute a song comes, I'm like, well, I'm sober now and I want to go home. Yeah. And I feel like so much of my friends go out and it's a lot of like house music. And I like to sing along. I'm like one of those, I'm like a white person who I'm like, I need lyric instructions to dance. Same. Like, I need somebody to be like from the window to the left. So that I know what to do with my body.
Trying to yell like a prayer with my girls.
Yeah. I'm saying, is that too much to ask? No. Like, I don't want sound. I need connection.
And I find that hard in New York outside of like a meatpacking clerk. Like the, you know what I mean? Like, I think in college I'd go like meatpacking and like go to the clubs there. And it was very, I don't know, like that song Click, I feel. Whenever that song was big, that's when I was going out a lot.
Yeah.
And now it's all just like, and that's not, no. I don't want to be in a trance. I want to be like, I want to do karaoke.
We love karaoke. That's our favorite thing. We should all go to karaoke.
Oh, I love karaoke because you get to be the DJ.
Yes. Oh my God. That's our favorite thing. We went to, was it Planet Rose?
Yeah. I kept calling it Planet Rose.
Was that, is that on like in Alphabet City?
I have no idea.
I think it's in the Lower East Side.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Because it's near Winnie's, I think.
Oh, we love Winnie's.
Could be wrong. We're Winnie's girls.
Yeah, we're Winnie's girls now.
Did lose a very expensive jacket at Winnie's that I think was stolen, but.
Hey.
That's why you have to keep going back to see if it's returned. No, maybe someone just found out recently they took your jacket by accident.
Called them 6 times. I think they're so annoyed with me.
Oh, man. Well, that happened to me last night. I was outside smoking and then I was like, this isn't my coat.
Wearing another girl's coat. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. One time I had my coat taken at the club and it was like a cheap coat. And I could tell the one that was left over was like a much, much, much more expensive coat. And so I had to go home coatless because I was like... I'm not going to get in trouble for stealing a girl's fancy coat.
I was thinking, that's God's plan for me.
Yeah, I would be like, hey, that's...
I'd be like, well, God willed it. So
I feel like the whole group knew each other and I was like, oh, not okay. About, you know what I mean? I wasn't about to be like attacked by like the rich group for being like, you came out with us one time and stole this fancy coat. And I was So I just was like, you know what? We're going to take an Uber and we're going to move on.
That's smart.
I would be like, well, I mean, I guess God has given me a gift today.
I did. Yeah. This is like really nasty and awful, and I would never do this today. But in college, I definitely went to a party and stole a girl's coat because I liked it. And then it's a small town, like college town. And I kept, every time I would like know I was going to a party where I might see her, I couldn't wear the coat. Like, I had to like,
I'm
really
surprised
plan.
You could wear it at all because I feel like her friends would be like, I know that coat.
She,
do you still have the coat?
No, I got rid of it because it doesn't look good. It's out of it. It's bad, out of style now. I saved her from it because it eventually went out of style.
Oh, you did her a favor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, she should thank you.
No, so wore your clothes. You're like Stacey London. You're Stacey London of the club.
What not to wear? I love.
Where they just like London. Go into your house and throw out all your clothes, and they're like, everyone in your family called us and said you dressed like shit.
And like, can you imagine being that person where like your mom is like, yeah, no, her clothes are ass.
They're like, everyone, your daughters have called us crying. They hate what you wear.
Elle does this to me all night. Elle's been like, I'm wearing this like really short skirt right now, and every
your
time I stand up,
out,
every time I stand up, you can see not my vagina, you can see my underwear, and I keep telling Elle that's part of the outfit, and.
That's not part of the outfit. You're flashing.
I feel this is not party god vibes. I feel
to police our outfit.
Yes, thank you. Yeah,
I feel more like it's brat winter. Underwear out.
No, absolutely not.
My Britney.
I went to my first ever award show on Monday, and I wore like a see-through dress. Uh-huh. And I have a husband, and I trust his style. Like, I feel like he has like a good sense of like when something works and when it doesn't. Yeah. But it was funny because I was trying to figure out what I'd wear underneath it. And I was like, I feel like nipples out is too much because it is like a work event for me. And then he was like, no, it could be cool, like a turtleneck under it. And I was like, I feel
okay,
like
dad.
I really was. I was like, this is an outfit for something that is like, but it's not church. For an event. It was like great. I was like, thanks for the idea, but I'm gonna go back to the underwear idea.
Your husband is your op. That's
yeah. He's like, yeah, I put on maybe a big coat, cover it, fully yeah, cover yeah. up.
I feel like it was like a very like hijab, cool girl yeah. at a coffee shop vibe. Do you know what I mean? To be like pantsless with a turtleneck kind of thing. Yeah. But it definitely was not like an award show. Like it was very
listen to that man. No. It was like, he's like, I heard it's really into like go to parties and like not talk to other men.
Yeah. Just burka at the club.
He's like, you look great, babe.
Never looked better.
Oh, so hot. I think you should wear this when we like go out with like my friends.
Modesty is sexy.
Oh my god. Well, Claire, what's your party trick?
My party trick?
Yeah.
I'm trying to. Oh, my party trick is actually, I do have a party trick. I have a great party trick. My party trick is when I see people struggling to take photos out, I use my phone's flashlight as. Do you guys know this?
So good.
Do you guys use this trick?
Oh, like to light up
the photo? Yeah, to light the photo. Okay, of course you guys do, but a lot of people don't. And I really think I've changed lives.
It's better because then you can really see the angle, like the photographer. It's like,
yeah, well, it's like it just really lights them much better than an actual flash would. And so,
we've never done this for anybody. We're not that nice, but people have done this for us.
Yeah, you're better than us. You're kind of.
You're definitely better than us.
Well, I'm not bringing vibes, so I have to bring like lighting.
Everyone's got to do their part. Where Devin's stealing coats.
Yeah. One time.
No, that's a but really
I love it because she's like underwear out, coat off. You know what I mean? Like you're consistent in your styling.
Thank you.
She's still warm. Yeah. She's still warm. When the skirt's up, you got to double up on coats. That's the only way. Oh my God. Well, that's a really kind party trick.
Thanks.
That's really nice to do for people.
I actually do feel I bring like a. I feel like my party trick is I'll go and actually talk to anybody. I really am like down to chat.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's helpful.
That's lovely. Fine.
And then every once in a while I'll be like rejected by somebody's plus one. And I'm like, okay, bitch, you're lucky anybody's talking to you at this party.
No, how quickly it turns.
She's
I'm always like, okay, fuck you, you're walking around by yourself and you clearly don't know anybody and I gave you a life raft and you're going to turn me down. Okay.
Nasty. That happened to me in high school. There was this kid and he had no friends. He was brand new. And like, he was like standing alone. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be Mother Teresa right now. I walk up to him and I was like, hey, do you want to like come sit with us? And he goes, no, I'm good. Oh, excuse me.
Wow. It's just like the it's so guarded.
Yeah. No, you know what I mean? Like, he's so cool. So like,
yeah, exactly. Can I say he played it perfectly. He like exactly knew that. He goes, I may have nothing, but I still have my pride. And you can always use rejection as a weapon.
I was like, oh, all right, fuck me then.
Some kid from my sixth grade class like reached out to me on Facebook Messenger when I was in college or something.
Yeah.
And it was kind of weird, but I was with my brother. My brother's like, oh, like I think his parents went through a divorce or maybe like he's like something happened. Like just be nice to him. So I was nice to him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I feel like as a woman, you do have this feeling of like you watch these movies where kids get bullied and then they shoot everybody and you go, absolutely. I'm going to change a life. Like I'm going to be the one who's nice to like prevent the school shooting. So I was nice to this kid and I had to fucking hear about his parents' divorce via Facebook Messenger, which like I don't care about, but I'm like, this is charity.
Yeah.
That night I got a video on him of him on Snapchat like jerking off. And it was like it was so wet that it almost felt like he had already come and he was just like rubbing the cum into his dick. And I remember being like, no good deed goes unpunished. I tried to be friendly to you for but a minute and now I have to look at your like wet little dick.
This is
that's what you get for being nice.
I know, never again.
It's a lesson to the audience. Don't be nice to people. This never happens to me.
Well, can I say, and this is what they don't talk about in movies.
Don't be nice.
When a kid gets bullied so bad in movies that he like
they deserve
massacres it is like the thing they forget to mention is that they're so hard to like. People don't get bullied because they're easy to be around. People get bullied because they've made it impossible to like them.
Literally. Like someone who people are nice to, there's a reason.
Yeah.
If you're getting bullied, like because
even weirdos have groups. You know what I mean? There's like a nerd clique.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if they can't get in the nerd clique, like they just they're like not nice people.
Like take up a hobby. Like start like playing Dungeons and Dragons, babe. You won't want to kill
compliments.
Anyone. Compliments.
Positivity.
Don't send a wet jerking off video. Yeah. How about that?
How about thanks for listening, Claire. I'll leave you alone now.
He said, oh, she wants to see my dick. She was nice to me.
I couldn't have wanted anything. It was really horrifying. It was like afternoon.
There's nothing worse than getting unsolicited dick. Afternoon.
Yeah. An afternoon.
It was just midday. So like reflective. I'll never forget it. Ugh. It was so wet.
Some the dick whole videos dick. And dick pics like just literally live like in your brain forever.
Yeah.
It's like a piece of art almost.
Yeah, yeah really I guess in that way I've been affected. It was my Mona Lisa. It was something that haunts me. It was looking at me wherever I was in the room.
It followed your eye.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking of it like in elementary school we had this girl in our class who was getting bullied because she like smelled like pee and like she had no friends, and so the teacher waited until she was like gone. She would go to the bathroom and she sat the whole class down and she was like, you guys have to stop bullying Leah. I know she smells like pee. I know she's overweight. She just like started listening like listening, like all the
things. She's outside like what the fuck, the teacher's bullying me.
And I should have been friends with her, but I was like
it's tough though. It's really tough.
It is like, tough.
I'm also just a kid. I had a kid in my school that I actually was like family friends with, and one day like the whole school smelled like shit and nobody really knew what it was. It just like was a shitty day at school, I guess. And then the next day it turned out he had shit his pants, and his course of action was the next day his dad did the whole day at school with him to make sure nobody made fun of him.
Oh.
And I really was like, I actually can't think of like a bigger reason to make fun of somebody than to have like your dad come to school with you all day and be like, leave my son alone. All he did was shit his pants.
You're so
like, nobody knew that that's what had happened. But, like, we hadn't been able to put it together. Or even maybe the kids in his class did, but the whole school didn't know it was him.
The dad
until the next day, his fucking 6'3" dad was walking around middle school all day in the halls. It's like a bodyguard.
It's like the Coldplay concert. Like, yeah. If they didn't react, no one would have known. Yes, if you bring your dad, everyone's going to know you
it
shit your
really
pants.
Was like it was just crazy to see people so out of touch with how middle schoolers think.
Yeah,
the dad is like, it's normal. Like, the dad shits his pants. He's like, it's normal. Everyone does it. Like,
it's our family practice.
It's cool, actually.
He shits his pants in front of a bunch of middle schoolers. Also, shitting your pants at school, that's so embarrassing. Oh. I would but die.
The other crazy thing was he was just walking around with like it all day.
Go home. What?
It was like such every choice was weirder than the last.
God, I peed my pants in kindergarten one time. I'll never forget. I was 5.
Yeah,
and I was like on the carpet, and I like fully. We're all sitting on the carpet. I pissed myself, and it's like a wet spot on the carpet. And all the kids, of course, are like, "Elle, did you pee?" And I was like, "No, I spilled water here."
That's really smart.
No water around me. Also, I didn't get up. I just stayed.
Listen, you're like, I mean, but that makes more sense than the next day bringing your mom.
Oh, no. I can handled I say it myself.
Every action you're taking, I go, that's a very reasonable defense.
Yeah. Water spill.
Yeah. I used to pee in my bed when I was a kid, like way later than I should have, because I'd be so relaxed and I'm like, I don't want to get out and it's going to feel warm when I do it. So I'd be like, I just kind of embrace it. I'd be like in my mom's bed. I'm like, I'm going to go for it.
Also, like, now that I know how hard it is to like wash and replace a duvet cover, I would like kill my kid.
Oh, no.
Like how hard is it to make a bed?
In your bed, in her bed. Not even yours. Yeah. Also, the thought of, you know what? I feel great right now. Yeah. I'm not going to mess up these vibes. Not even like, oh,
it's
no,
a hot
I'm
tub
peeing.
Of your own making.
Yeah. Not even like, oh, whoops, I'm peeing. You're like,
it sucks to get out from under the covers. It's a lot of work. And I'm like, I could just stay right here.
Yeah.
Deal with it later.
Deal with it. And when you're not even, yeah, someone else's problem. Yeah.
Mom. Mom's
I'm the
got
kid.
It.
I'm the kid.
Mom's got this one. Oh my God. Well, Claire, what do you think is like a party foul someone can do?
A party foul.
Yeah.
I kind of feel that all negativity actually, like, I am a big believer in that, like, nothing brings a party together like a villain. Do you know what I mean? So I almost think it's kind of fun for somebody to do something egregious to, like, bond everybody else around it.
You're so right.
Insightful.
It is.
Like, I as a joke, my husband's ex was going to be at a wedding we went to this summer, and I was like, I heard she was having a hard time, and I was like, if I showed up in white, I think that'd be really nice for her. Because then she'd get to be like, and look at her his crazy new wife. I didn't do it.
That's so
but genius. I like, do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's nice for everyone to be like that crazy person.
It's true. Yeah. It bonds everyone because they have a common enemy.
Yeah.
And they can like, you know, everyone can talk about it. There's drama for the night. You're providing them like content.
I guess party foul is like lacing drugs with fentanyl.
Yeah, you don't.
That would be that to me.
Fenty folding.
It's too far, but like, you know, a small fight, fun for the team.
Yeah,
like, controversial take. I love, don't put fentanyl.
Yeah, don't drug people. Yeah.
I like if somebody gets too drunk, that's fine because we can kind of talk about it later. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel
we've all been there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one.
Have you ever been a party villain?
Oh, absolutely. There was one time I was I was at a party and I was like talking to this girl in line. And then basically I thought we were vibing. And then I like followed her into the bathroom because I thought we were talking. And then I just like, you know, I thought we were just like really getting along. And then I peed and then she peed. And I was like still talking to her. Like I didn't even turn around. I was just like, I mean, I wasn't like looking, but I was like looking at her face, talking to her and then like talking her ear off. And then we like, I thought we were like besties by this point. And then we walk out of the bathroom. She beelines away from me. So I like, I like held this woman hostage in the bathroom. I thought we were besties. So
there's a lot of pee stuff happening.
Welcome to the pee pod. Really,
yeah. Our friend Ben was talking about shit the whole podcast last time. So
there's a real theme. I get it. I know partying's very physical.
Very body. You know,
there's something very like bodily. Yeah.
We're in our bodies.
Yes.
It's just people getting together. That's it.
Yeah. And people so, people being people. And what do people do?
Piss and shit.
Yeah. Hey. And that's undeniable.
And that's party god.
That's party god.
So you didn't wear white to that wedding. Is there any time that you have been a party villain? Or what's the most egregious thing you've done at a party?
You know, it's hard to say because I think probably my biggest sin at parties and in life is being like self-absorbed and like out of touch with how I'm affecting people. Do you know what I mean? So it's one of those things where it's like the very thing I was doing was so unaware of what I was doing sure. that like I almost get to leave.
Yeah.
I feel I haven't been a huge partier. I feel I can have a tone problem. So I'm sure somebody has been like, and that girl was such a bitch. Or started a fight. You know what I mean? Like, I feel, I'm trying to think. I feel I've been out of the chaotic, like, I feel like I was never a big partier to start with. I guess, like, I got, you know, and the times I have been a party villain, I actually feel people were too hard on me. I had this one time in college where I was, like, a guest bartender at my friend's boyfriend's bar. Because, like, the bar was struggling. So the idea was, like, they were going to have, like, kids from the local college like come and bring their friends and I went and when I was there and everybody was serving me shots like and I got really fucked up obviously because I was being served shots and the person who was serving me shots was like the owner of the bar and my friends were all there and like within an hour I was like hit the ground couldn't stand and so they took me home and I was puking and they were all like really mad at me about it like they all like really like my friend who's actually still one of my best friends she actually lives like one block from here but I remember she like made me apologize for like not respecting her boyfriend's bar. And then another one of my friends who had taken me home had given me a piece of bread. And then I obviously like couldn't eat it because I was like, I like, tried to take a bite and I was puking. And then she like kind of held me accountable for that piece of bread.
What the hell?
And she was like, you owe me a piece of bread. And I guess I was like, okay, I really think if it had been you, I would have given you a piece of bread and like not. Like scored and like I feel like there was like a whole suite and it really was upsetting because I was not a drinker in college like I can probably count on one hand truly on one hand all the times in my 4 years where I got like kind of pretty fucked up drunk
I wish
and I would like take care of it was just like a weird like they I don't know it was like this weird moment and they all like ganged up on me because I also like drunkenly kissed someone and I had just started dating a guy but I kissed a different guy when I was there and they all were like really disappointed in me that I remember being like you guys don't even know the guy I started like it was like this weird thing where they all nasty. Got super righteous about it
it I was feel very, like you did nothing wrong
I really you know years later I was apologized to by someone like they
best feeling
I didn't
ever.
Do anything wrong
that's the best feeling ever
because they're all girls that I've like you know like your friend who's so drunk and she's like thrown out her shoes and she's like running down the street and you're like chasing her trying to like stop a cab from hitting her
yeah
I'm like I've done that for them a lot of times and so for me like one time to have gotten too drunk and I was like they acted like I went to somebody's bat mitzvah and like hit the rabbi. You
I
know
think
what I mean?
Because you were the good one that to see you in that position, they're like, oh, what? They people really, don't like change. That's what it is.
It was the last semester of senior year. And I feel like there was just like people were really on edge and we were all kind of like lashing out at each other. And this really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like finally she did something new.
Another time, like they were really mad at me that semester. And I know this is one of those things that sounds like, well, if they were all mad at you, but I was like just picked to be the villain. Like I got high once and ate somebody's ice cream and then I replaced it the next day and they all like sat me down about how that was so fucked up. And I was
these
like,
these are not your friends.
Jesus Christ.
People are nasty.
A bunch of them are not my friends. Like they, it was like a weird time.
Oh, I don't like them.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Ew. Also,
you replaced the ice cream. Do you know how many people wouldn't replace the ice cream?
Also, a junk bartender is fun. A junk bartender is a good time.
Yeah. You'll
they
give a heavy
me,
pour.
I wasn't even really a bartender. I was just like a I was just like a shiny thing to bring people over. Yeah, and the bar was giving me the shots. They didn't care.
That is nasty of them. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to be just look cute and
yeah, I'm not an accountant. I'm not like
I'm not cooking the books in the back.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're nasty.
So I feel that the time I got most in trouble for partying, I actually was wrongfully accused.
I think you're a party saint, actually.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've never done anything truly terrible at a party?
I'm trying to think, like, what is terrible? Like, I feel I've done things that are bad. Like, I've definitely, like, kissed a girl's boyfriend at a party, but, like, it wasn't, but it feels like less a party problem, more a me problem. Hey, you know what I mean? Like, we could have been at the park, you know?
Yeah, it was just because we were at the party. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think anything I've ever done has affected the quality of other people's partying.
Yeah.
I think I've acted badly while at parties.
Yeah. Hey.
You know?
Well, tell us about a time you were a party god.
A party god. I've like kind of, you know what I've done that I feel like is kind of a, I actually just wrote a Substack about it today, but I host a lot actually at my house. I have a lot of like parties and I'm a big kick everyone out at some point. Which I think could be considered, like, if people are like, that is rude, it makes you a bad host, I'm happy to hear that. And I am just like, I feel I throw a lot of like afternoon parties and it'll be like people are over from 2 p.m. for like a hot dog and now it's like 11:30 p.m. And I am like, okay, guys, you got to go to the bar. And
I have no problem with that.
I just had a party last night that was like from 6:30 to 9:30 on the invite. And then at like 11:15, I was like, oh my God, guys, it's 11:15. And then everybody was like, that's crazy. It's so late. We should all go. And then at like 11:45, they were all still there. And I feel sometimes you have to call it for that group because they don't want to leave if people are still there.
Yeah.
But now you have a group of people who are like waiting for everyone else to leave, like that Spider-Man meme.
Totally.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to call it for everybody so that you can all go. And if you want to go to the bar next door, there are other places like, you know, exactly. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
I like it when people are like, okay, now it's done. Yeah. It's like, okay, great. I didn't miss anything. I don't have FOMO. I'm like,
that's how I feel. Leaving. Sometimes I feel like people need it to be called for them so that they're not like waiting to see if everyone's just fibbing and trying to party without them behind their back.
Such a fear. Like, okay, we're calling it. Okay, bye.
Exactly. So I feel like it's kind of a nice thing. And I don't think they mind. And then the party ends on a high note. And then you don't feel, I feel like I host a lot. I probably host like a party a month.
Wow, we go. Super host.
Yeah, if I had known you guys were here yesterday, I would have invited you. Oh. But I feel like I feel like part of the key to being able to host that much is you can't let yourself get burnt out.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like, I feel like if I have a party that goes till 2 a.m. and the next day I'm so fucked up that I can't clean up, that then my house is fucked up all weekend.
Yeah.
Like, then I'm not inclined. But I'm like, if you can, I feel like I can casually incorporate gatherings often.
Yeah.
But I have to make sure it doesn't become a rager that overwhelms me.
What do you, what's your party style when you host? Like, what kind of stuff do you have?
Okay, so we have like, I feel a lot. We have like a basement that's a bar. Like, it actually is a bar. Awesome. And it's like all stone. And so I say once a year for my husband's a birthday, like 10 of his friends come down from Canada and stay with us. And then we throw like a dance party rager.
Oh my God.
In the basement. But like last night we had I do a lot of like cookie parties, like kind of like girls and gays kind of like mingling. Oh. But I threw my like end of softball season party, which was like a backyard day. Like, you know what I mean? I love like an afternoon hangout. We'll grill.
That's awesome. You do party.
I guess I do party, but I feel like I'm not like I have friends that are like, if you're not at the club at a noise room, like if you're not at the noise club till 8 a.m., you're nothing.
Dinner parties. These are all parties.
Okay. Because all my friends are real. Yeah. Like, we were in the woods for 48 hours. And like, they're like, we figured out the perfect way to do like coke and then ketamine and then coke and then ketamine so that you don't have to sleep, but you're never out of the vibe. And I'm like, I get sleepy. So that's not me.
Yeah.
But I do a lot of like social hosting, I feel.
Yeah.
That's partying in your 30s.
Like, but it also was like, even in college, like my friends would all go out, and a lot of times I'd be like, you guys call me when you get to the diner and I'll be there at 3 with french fries. But
yeah,
I think my problem is because I talk so much that when I'm trying to talk over music I scream and then I get really hoarse and exhausted.
Right. Yeah, you talk for a living, so
yeah. Like, and I can't shut up, so then I feel like I really wear myself out if it's like too loud of a situation.
Yeah, I hear that. I feel like I have to stop smoking now because I'm getting a rasp and I'm like, uh-oh.
Anyway, is that for your audio career?
I'm saying.
That happened last night. We went to an event and the DJ was too loud, but we had just roasted a previous guest who had asked the DJ to turn the music down. So I was like,
you can never tell the DJ to turn the music down.
I will say to ask him if it's like, I am like, well, then you have to go somewhere else.
I told him to quiet.
She did. Well, it turned out she knew him.
And we didn't realize that I knew him.
But was it, what kind of situation was it?
So he comes up to me and gives me a big hug and he's like, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm like, yeah, the music's really loud. And he was like, oh, like white people, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, but like, my ears
hurt. I was like, but like, what was the situation of like, was it like a bar?
It was a bar.
Okay, so people weren't there solely dancing.
No one was dancing.
I will say, as a DJ, you have a shot to control the energy of the room. And if you want to do loud music, you have to get everybody dancing. And if you don't have the skill to get everybody dancing and they've like decided, no, we hear what you have to offer and we'd rather talk, then you have to concede the room.
Whoa. I think that's a really...
That's genius.
Thank you. I really do feel that like sometimes DJs, I believe it is a skill. And I think when they can do it, it's much like comedy. Right. You have to control the energy. But if you can't do it, you can't dominate. You can't dominate with your failure. You have to like let us take back what we can.
God, let her speak. Absolutely. Let her speak. Damn, put it on a shirt. That is so true.
In the same way, yeah. If a DJ is playing and it's a dance situation and nobody's dancing and you come up with suggestions, like if they can't do it on their own, they need to start like... Phone a friend.
Take a request.
They have to poll the audience.
Absolutely.
Because you are there to serve the audience, and I believe that.
A lot of DJs don't understand that. They want to play what they want to play, and it's like, no, you need to read the room, and if you're not getting people dancing, you're not doing a good job.
That's true. They should be dancing.
Yeah.
They should be. You're at a bar. You're at a party.
And maybe it's just not the energy. Maybe it's not the vibe that night. People don't want to dance. Then quiet, like...
Yeah, then you have to reflect that. You have to be strong enough. If you're not strong enough to create, you have to be strong enough to like
adapt.
As a comedian, you know, sometimes your jokes just aren't working. Mm-hmm. And you have to go, okay, we'll do a little crowd work. We'll try. Like, you know what I mean? You have to, you can sit there and pulverize them with your like bad bits. But I do think a stronger person can like read the room and figure out how to make it work.
How do you feel about like parties with all stand-ups?
Comedians?
Yeah. Yikes. How do you feel about those?
I mean, I've done it a lot, but I mean, those are not dance parties. Those are real chat. Those are real talk shit parties. And that's like, you need music low because people are all in the corners talking their shit about everybody. You know what I mean? Yep. So I like, it's funny. Like, I'm married and he's very quiet. And he like, I can tell he's like, he kind of likes it because he likes not having to talk and the way that comedians are so competitive with their like joking and chatter. He really is like, I'll just stand back. You guys go. But I feel like I can feel... When you feel everyone like racing to get to the punchline, you're like, we're not even really listening. We're just
everyone's trying to land their bit. True. Yeah.
No. It's like the most like, energy.
And then they get frantic to try to like get there before you. Like when you all see it and you're like, like capture the flag style chatting.
It's so true.
Cut. So you like a quiet guy. I think this is interesting dynamics because we meet a lot of people who are really funny and they like a partner who's not necessarily funny or not so outgoing. So they get to be, but I don't, I want to be like equally entertained. Like I need someone who's like equally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not me. I like a quiet brooding. Yes. I look for like the most quiet brooding guy sitting alone in the corner. And I'm like, that one.
Yeah.
That's the one I want to talk to.
Yeah. I feel like I used to like, my husband is definitely quiet, but not brooding. Mm-hmm. He's just very like chill. But I feel like there's definitely that part of you that's like, I'm going to crack you. Like you're a little pistachio and I'm going to get your ass and I'm going to find out what's in there. And then a lot of times you get in there and you go, huh, not much. Okay.
No, that's the quiet people. They trick you. You're like, what's going on in that head? And most of the time, nothing.
Yeah. But you're like, I'm going to find the thing that no other girl could get to. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, it was
just gaslighting going.
I mean, this is back to that story about the guy. You said you could eat lunch with us. And he was like, no. And I was like, he literally had nobody else. But what he had was no to you. You know what I mean? Right, that's all he had.
And I was like, God.
So and he cashed that check. I feel like really as a female comedian, it's really hard. Like you have to find somebody that's quieter because otherwise they will inherently think they're funnier than you. And the thing is, I can't date a man who like thinks he's funnier than me. Because he's not. They just aren't. There's just very few people.
And they're not even comedians. They're just regular guys. Yeah. And I think they're funnier than me. I'm like, bitch, you're in the doghouse now.
My co-host, Ashley, is still dating. And she's like, the amount of times, almost every date she goes on, the guy's like, oh, I've always wanted to try stand-up. And she's like, oh, okay. And then they always go, oh, but I just haven't had the time. And then she's like, yeah, that's the difference between us, is I had more time than you. That's why I'm successful and you're not. Because I just had so much more time for some reason.
Damn, so good.
But it really is. I feel like it's hard. Like, I don't know. When a comedian man wants like a quiet girlfriend to just like think he's a star, I'm like, okay,
it's all of them.
Disgusting. They but all. I'm like, well, as a woman, it is hard to find somebody that like does just respect that you're the funny one.
Mm-hmm. Well, because every man in the world is like, I'm the man.
And then I couldn't date a male comedian because I'm too competitive and I feel like there's nobody that's at your exact level. So either they'd be better than me and I would be like very resentful of people being like, oh, well, anything she gets, I would be so pissed. And then if they were below me, I'd be so turned off by dating somebody that was like beneath me.
It's so true.
So I just feel like
lose.
Yeah, I just feel like I've stayed away from comedians. Yeah.
I like dating a man who's funnier, just a little bit funnier than me, because it's like the classic, like, do you want to live in a nice house, or do you want to be able to look at the nice house across from you? Like, I want to be able to look at the nice house across from me.
Well, have you ever heard that thing that, like, when women think a man has a good sense of humor, it's because they think he's funny. But when a man thinks a woman has a sense of humor, it's because she thinks he's funny.
It's so true. It's like, oh, she's laughing at my jokes. She's funny. But yeah. It's not her cracking jokes. No, it's foul.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like, sometimes I feel like if I'm dating a really, really funny guy, it makes me kind of like fawn. I kind of like shut down a little more. I don't feel like I can be as like funny, you know, where I'm like laughing at them. But maybe it's them not.
Yeah, they're just like stepping on you.
Yeah.
They don't know how to riff.
They don't know how to riff with
women. They don't know how to set you up. They can't, there's no alley-oops. They're, you know, like, what I mean?
What was a recent great party that you went to?
A recent great party. I guess I feel like I had fun last night. I'm trying to think. It's so funny. I guess because so much of my life is going to like events and stuff that I feel like I'm actually out probably 4 to 5 nights a week. Yeah, but then I'm like, I never go to a party.
Yeah, I know. I knew it.
No. But it's like, I guess I'm not like up till 4 in Bushwick. You know what I mean? Yeah. Have you guys been to Do or Dive around here?
No.
It's okay. It's like literally 2 blocks from here. It's so fun. It's right on a Bedford. That's like a great like classic dive bar.
Okay.
I just went to I watched a Bears game at Canal Bar in Gowanus. They're like a Bears bar for football. Yeah. I feel like I love like a classic grimy. They're like a great dive bar. It's like in the middle of nowhere. It's so shitty. Like they have like free hot dogs for everybody. Like they're that kind of bar. It's very like Cheers, where like the same group of people watch the Bears every. It's like a very like Chicago outpost.
I want to go to that.
And I feel like those are like fun people. Those are like fun dive bar people. Chicago.
I love when you just find like real people at a bar.
Yeah.
Like, my growing up in high school, my friends and I would go to this. Well, when we were past high school, but it was called Lancers, and it's this restaurant bar in Burbank, and it's literally only old people. And so we'd go to the bar, and then it's like 3 old people at the bar, and they would like take photos of us because they're like, I can't believe you're here.
It's so
and
fun.
We felt like celebrities there. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this bar you go and you go, well, these are the ugliest people in New York City. These people are so fucking ugly, but it's fun. Like, you know what I mean?
And like, damn, I'm a dime piece. Right
yeah, it's fun.
I'm a 10 at this bar.
We have to go to this karaoke bar. Ashley and I went to one time. Mm-hmm. I guess last year we went and we called it our Christmas party. Mm-hmm. But we went and it was like, we weren't in our room. We were just at the bar. And there was 4 guys sitting there that then we realized were like regulars of this karaoke bar. And they all just sit there and have a beer and sit at the bar and sing sincerely, like one at a time. So and they're obsessed. Regulars. Isn't that the craziest thing you've ever heard? They just go and genuinely sing.
That's so awesome. So
they should have a podcast. Yeah.
Wait, how's it been transitioning the podcast? How's it been?
It's been really, like, great. We actually, like, the audience has been really, like, receptive way more than I thought they were going to be. So it's, like, numbers-wise great. But it also, personally, I feel, like, much more fulfilled. I feel, like, much more inspired by stuff. Like, I'm just, like, reading more books and, like, I feel we've already been able to, like, go to a bunch of plays and, like, interview a bunch of cool people and stuff. So it was just... We read like 200 celebrity memoirs or something. We read 50 a year for 5 years. So over 250, yeah.
It's so good. You guys are so funny. I just, my favorite would be when you would tear them apart.
Yeah, everybody loves it.
You're so good at it.
It's so, and then everybody like, you guys are such bitches. And I'm like, we're not. But like all anybody listens to are the mean ones.
It's really funny.
Now that you're going to events and like potentially running into these people, is it ever an issue?
Oh my God. Yeah, we were at the Gotham Awards on Monday and Hilaria Baldwin was there with Alec Baldwin.
Stop.
And she was like within feet of us the whole time. Like, so we were all like going to our seats or whatever. And it was super crowded. Yeah. It was crazy. I was like stuck behind like Ryan Coogler and like and like Chase Infinity or whatever, and I see Hilaria Baldwin come and I had to be like no, and I like didn't know what to do, so I just wasn't ready for a comp, because she has reached out to us since we did her memoir.
What did she say?
She had a paparazzi reach out on her behalf and be like, oh, Hilaria wants to do videos with you. And like clear some stuff up.
Whoa.
So I feel like she would know and recognize us, and I was just like, I can't have that confrontation here. But I was like, oh, I'm a coward. Because she's the
man. I love doubling down on the pod.
She's like so teeny tiny.
Oh,
you
bet.
Know what I mean? She's like anybody, but with like these giant high tits. You know what I mean?
Wow. Good for him. You know? Hey.
Hey.
I can't believe you saw her. Oh, Oh my God.
It really like, and I kept being like, should I say something? Should I say? And then I like was too scared.
I think you should let her on the pod and clear the air. Like, what is she going to say?
I would love to, but it did feel like that award ceremony. Like, I was like, what are we going to say here?
Sure. Inappropriate.
On the carpet. Exactly. You're doing it on the carpet.
It's like, I mean, actually on the carpet would have been fine, but it would have been crazy to do it, have a confrontation, not on camera.
Oh, that's true.
You know, you gotta. Imagine losing out on the content.
You gotta have that documented.
I will say she looked
crazy. Pull out your phone, you're like, so.
She was wearing like a tutu and a biker jacket. It looked insane.
Queen. I love her. I love her so much.
It really was like what an 8-year-old would wear.
In the world. Well.
Hilaria.
Well, you know, she's doing something, right? Like.
People are talking. You know?
I'm so curious about that need for attention. Because I think I like attention. And then I see what other people are willing. And like, no. If I get 10 mean comments, I'm like, I'll just quit. I don't care. This isn't worth it. I'm like, this couldn't be worth it. I'm like, for people like that to withstand anything and just keep going and just she keep loves doing it. Push-ups in your underwear. I'm like.
Well, it's like at some point, I think they see the negative attention just still as attention. And they're like, yeah, they're talking.
Some people like see the negative attention and kill themselves. You know what I mean? So I'm like, what is happening in their brain that they like can learn to love it?
I wish I had that. Mm-hmm. Someone says one mean thing to me. I'm like, oh, well,
exactly.
I'm done.
But I think that that's normal. Like, I feel like that's healthy. It can't be good to be like, I don't care what anyone thinks.
Yeah. It's just classic narcissism. It's like it's rolling off their back because they couldn't even believe that there was actually something accurate being said.
Oh my god, wrong.
And you're a mental health professional. That's an interesting insight that they're like not internal. Because I guess that's the thing, is the truth is the comments that hurt you most are the ones that you believe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because they don't believe any of them, so they don't feel anything. Yeah.
Because like, a million people can say nice things about you, and you're like, whatever. And then one mean comment, you're like,
all these women, they
all see what I see.
Literally. All these women think everyone's jealous of me. So any comment, if you have that mindset, that narcissistic psychotic mindset, then you're not going to feel anything.
We've got to get that mindset, you guys. Let's do it. You know what? Fuck it. They're jealous.
I love that.
Sorry.
A man ghosts and you're like, he's jealous of me.
Oh, he ghosts me and says he never wants to see me again? Okay, fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll see you on the Patreon.
Dang, I love that you saw her. That's so funny.
And then I've been at events with like Anna Marie Tendler and then this woman, Sarah Hoover. Apparently someone asked them about us at a book event. Sarah Hoover is like an artist wife who wrote a book called The Motherhood. So they've been, I feel like there have been, somebody actually told me that they were at an event or a dinner with Anna Marie Tendler's editor and they brought us up and like, we were like persona non grata. So.
Well, because I think people were all going to read the book and then you released the episode and then people were like.
I do think we like changed the course of that book.
Because I think that book probably would have done really well.
A lot of people would. And I do think people were like scared to say anything bad because the hype is so high.
Exactly. And you guys are so brave.
Thank you. Yeah. Sometimes you have to put a stick in the road.
I mean, that was such a funny episode. Thank you. You guys were so good. Like, I love that you got to listen. It's so good. Like, hearing just that take is like literally before that book came out, everyone was like, I can't wait to read it. Like, blah, blah, John Mulaney, blah, blah. And then when you read your episode, it's like, oh.
Well, the crazy, like, I'm such a John Mulaney defender too, because I'm like, when they broke up, they were like both in rehab. And I'm like, you can't say that she didn't see signs. Do you know what I mean? There is. I'm like, he was in rehab because he was like a raging alcoholic. That was like when he was showing up with sunglasses on like Jimmy Fallon or whatever.
That episode.
Like, I mean, he was so out of control. She's in rehab for her eating disorder. I'm like, things were falling apart. And if you didn't know that, she's like, but none of this had anything to do with my marriage. And I was like, what do you mean? You were
leaving the blind. Like, come on. No. So funny. Oh my God.
A little out of touch.
Let's do an audience question.
Okay. We can do it.
We can do it fast. Okay. Okay.
Okay. I have a question. If you have a straggler at your party, like someone who is too drunk or whatever, and he's like kind of like lingering, like staying around, and I know you guys are like in LA, so it's like a little harder to kick somebody out because everything is like miles and miles apart. Like, what is your protocol? Someone like that, if they're like annoying, if they're obnoxious, but like too drunk to like call their own Uber, like how do you kick somebody out of a party nicely, or if not nicely, like how do you just get them out of your house safely?
That's easy.
Kick him out. Tell him
but you do it warmly. I mean, I've hosted a ton of events through Little Secret, obviously, where people get overserved themselves. And I'm always like, thank you so much for coming. I'm going to call you an Uber. And then I have like guys take care of it because I have to get it.
You don't have to do it.
I'm working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get him out of there.
Yeah.
Or trick him. Be like, oh, there's something crazy happening outside.
I once had a guy who's like, he's been a fan of the venue for so long, means well, good heart, way too drunk, kind of spiraling out about his divorce, I think. And he literally gets so drunk that I'm like, hey, I think I should call you Uber and get you out of here. Yeah. And he's like, yeah. And then he falls back on his, and he's fully just laying on his back. And just like, he's like, I love you guys so much. And this venue means so much to me. Yeah. And we're like, he's just on his back at that point. We're like, yeah, King, like,
roll him out.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like worse, if it's a man, you just can kick him out. And if it's a girl, you have to like, have you guys watched Jersey Shore? I'm like, it's like a grenade situation. Oh. Somebody just has to like take this person home and be like,
take one for the
team. I'll have the most fun next time.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I don't think you have to take, you put him in an Uber. It's safe.
You would put like one of your female friends who was like passing out in an Uber and be like, good luck.
Yeah, sure. Okay. All right.
Well, we are out of time. But Claire, it was so great.
Thank you guys for having me. 50 whole seconds.
That's, I know, but she has to plug her stuff.
Yeah, okay. I've got plugs.
We got to give her a score. I think you're an 8, babe.
Oh my God. Thanks. I'm going to go out with you guys in LA.
Yes.
I need like a heads up because I'm not ready tonight.
No.
But if when I come to LA in February, I'm going to see what I can do.
Let's do it.
And then you guys can give me an official hangout score.
It's on. Absolutely. All right, babe, what do you want to plug?
This is my podcast, Good Noticings, and I actually have a special coming out on YouTube. I'm sure all of you have access.
Oh,
YouTube.com. February 13th, it's called Claire Parker's 32. So when that comes out, please listen.
I can't wait to tune in.
Check it out, you guys.
Thank you, Claire.
Yeah, thanks so much for coming on.
All right, party on.
Party on.
Hi guys, welcome to the after party.
Welcome to the after party.
So I've got a bone to pick with our producer, Mike. He just said that he doesn't think we're cool anymore.
Oh, I know, what the hell? He said that the better he got to know us, he thought that we were cool before.
And it's like, and he's listening to us talk all the time.
I know.
So it's like, oh, so you're not our biggest supporter. Wow, Mike.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, but then I said that, you know, what did I say?
You said something really astute. You said that thinking someone's cool is just a lack of information.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thinking someone's cool is just a lack of information. Thank you. I said it.
You just wanted a chance to repeat the thing.
Yeah,
you said.
What was that really smart thing I said earlier? And it's true that like if you get anyone alone, no matter how cool they are, they're going to be weird.
Yeah.
And so if you think anyone's cool, that's an act.
Yeah.
No one's cool. Everyone shits.
I'm turning into Ben. Like, kind of obviously like messed up, but also just like deeply like uncool and embarrassing in some way.
Everyone has done something wildly embarrassing. Also, hey, if you do something embarrassing or like if you fall at a party, you've just been given the greatest opportunity to be the most charming person at the party.
What's that?
Well, I think embarrassment can be a gift because, well, people are talking now about how you know, embarrassment is an untapped emotion, but not for me. I have been embarrassed my entire life to the point where I don't even really feel embarrassment anymore. Like when I fell down the stairs and you told me I was smiling because I was just like,
so tapped in right now that you're stroking the dog and you will like not like listeners who can't see you. That wasn't like a weird sexual thing. She's like, she's petting the dog and she looks like a therapist right now. And she's,
it's because I'm wearing a button down for once. I'm wearing a button down and a sweater.
Yeah, you're testing how I usually dress.
Yeah. We swapped
sweatpants.
I'm really, you know, I'm doing a new thing. No, but it's true. Like I fell to the ground every single day growing up and I got back up. All the women in the office knew me by name because I was in the nurse every single day.
Yeah.
And you know, when you fall down as much as I have, who cares if you're embarrassed? You know, like I've been embarrassed.
Yeah.
I've transcended embarrassment.
Yeah.
I'm so embarrassed that I don't even feel embarrassment anymore.
Hell yeah.
That's the key.
You gotta get so broken down.
Yeah. You're like, what else?
Yeah.
What's next?
What else do you have for me?
You know, that's how I feel.
I think it's money.
It's money. You better pay up.
I think it's funny that I'm falling down these stairs.
I'm embarrassed. We actually met, you got to meet the guy whose stairs I fell down at an after party.
Really?
Yeah, I was at the after party in New York.
Which one?
All right. Anyway, we'll talk about this later. But, you know, embarrassment follows you. You'll bump into the guy whose stairs you fell down. So,
I mean, there's too many. How would you not run into them?
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, what's your window?
And I'm not supposed to be talking about my dad, but
again, I love your dad.
My dad finished his memoir and he's trying to find a way to like like Let It Go Viral on the internet. And so he's like having, I should go back a little bit. My dad's really into puppets. Woo, get out of here. I don't know if I've talked about this on the pod before, but after my sisters and I moved out of the house to go to college, his like empty nester thing was that he got really into puppets and he puts them all around the, like they're different animal heads and he puts them all up on the wall. They're just like cute little like in the,
they
he
are
puts
cute.
Them all
I
up on the
one.
Wall. Yeah, he saw the cow.
I really
he
like
one.
It.
Like taxidermy, like they look like little taxidermy cute. Animals around the house. And every time my sisters and I are dating a new guy, he makes them tell a joke with the puppet. He always has the puppet in his hand, like in his back pocket somehow. So anyway, now that he has finished his memoir and he's trying to make it go viral, he just got an Instagram and he's like getting my sisters and I to coach him like how to like use it. And he's like doing these videos where he reads part of his memoir with the puppet. And you guys, it's the best content.
I want to follow him.
The first one that he accidentally posted to close friends, which means that all my eyes saw it because he didn't have my other sisters even added to close friends. So that
Damn,
was pretty
favorite.
Cool. I'm like, I'm the
okay,
I'm
favorite.
The, I'm my dad's only close friend.
That's so sweet.
He posted to close friends and then he made it like, you guys, it was like the size, like smaller than my finger. Like he had made
Bless
it so
heart.
Tiny you couldn't see it.
Bless him.
Like, he did like, you know, just classic like boomer on the internet.
Yeah, they don't know.
He loved to see it. Anyway, so my dad's career is popping off and
okay.
It's my window.
Okay, influencer dad.
Yeah, go follow him. Yeah, I helped him make his handle too because it was like Chris Young is like too use of a name.
Yeah.
So I was like, Dad, you should come up with like a pen name. And
Puppet Young.
Puppet Young.
Wait, Young Puppet.
Whoa. Badass. No, my dad confided in me once that he thinks the coolest name that possibly has ever existed for a boy and what he's always wished that his parents had called him was Beau Godfrey, which is not a name that exists in nature. That's a full name that he fully made up when he was 7 years old.
It's very like 1910s.
Beau Godfrey
is here.
Beau Godfrey, he wanted his name to be Beau Godfrey Julius because he thought that would be like a really cool boy name.
Your dad is so cool. I gotta meet your dad.
I'm telling you, I should be allowed to talk about him on dates. He's cool.
Well, you worked your way up.
Anyway, so I said that that should be part of his pen name. So
Beau Godfrey Julius.
You can follow him at Christopher_Beau_Godfrey_Young_Julius. It'll probably change within a week, but yeah, okay. Go see
we'll
my dad.
We'll put it in the app. We'll
put it in the thing.
All right, hell yeah, period.
If everyone follows our dad and not even the Party God podcast.
They're like, nah, we like the puppets more. Sorry, broads.
I think that's what's going to happen. I'm a little bit shy to plug him because I do think his is really going to pop off because I'm not being
way.
Like... ironic, like it's really funny what he's doing with these puppets.
All right, don't tell guys that on dates. My window is that I had a really good night last night. I went to karaoke, as we do, and I got recognized from a previous karaoke time.
Rough.
I like only get recognized at karaoke. Like those are the only times.
This is crazy. First of all, why are you going? Was a Wednesday night. Why are you out? We have like 3 or 4 social obligations through the weekend. So,
that's
like,
a karaoke night.
I will only go on the weeknight. If there's a really special event, or maybe if I have nothing planned for the weekend, so I want to get some energy out.
It was my first time hanging out with a new friend.
Who? You don't have other friends besides me.
I do.
Who?
I do have other friends. I'll tell you off mic.
Off? What this? You have a secret friend?
Well, because it might turn romantic. Maybe.
It's not a friendship.
Maybe. I mean, you know, there's a gray area with friendship sometimes. Sometimes you're like, wait, should we kiss?
No.
And then you... Anyway, I talked about this on the last one. I shouldn't be. I'm airing out my stuff all the time. I'm literally like, how am I going to get dates?
No, people like it.
Okay. I got recognized at karaoke and then I was like, oh, sorry, queen. Like, you're going to hear the same song again that you heard last time. Because I only
you're
have a
monster.
Few songs.
You're a monster.
But hey, I brought
sing
the
a different
down.
Song. Like, if I knew that someone had just seen me, like, I would do something that's not true. I like to do the same song over and over in the same space.
I knew it would kill in the same space. Because, like, you know, they want to hear the classics.
We went to a karaoke party while we were still in New York, like, last week with Anthony
Was
Danieri.
Was I there?
Nope. Never mind. I thought you were there. And the karaoke person, who they were like, someone had just sing the song that you requested. I was like, I don't care.
I'll show them how it's done. How about that?
Yeah.
No, play it again.
Yeah, exactly.
I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to hear someone and then be like, yeah, run that back. Let me show them how it's done. It's badass.
It was Africa by Toto, which is a song.
Oh.
It's one of my songs.
That's your song.
Yeah. I'm like.
The infamous night.
Yeah.
It was nice at night at a house that we can't...
at a celebrity's house who we can't name where we...
They asked to not name them. We had a crazy
night. They asked to not be associated with this in any shape or form. No, they haven't asked. We're just being respectful.
We're being respectful because they're a private person. And I, you know, we can't talk about
anyway,
it.
Anyway, saying...
This is what people want to hear. So we'd say, oh, sorry, we can't talk about it.
Yeah, sorry, sorry.
What they want. Oh, what's your wall?
My wall is that I'm being evicted. Not funny. It was like a last one.
That is a bad one. No, it's like actually bad.
That's really bad.
Yeah, no, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm really stressed. I texted you guys about it yesterday.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's nasty to evict somebody over the holidays. I'm not like technically being evicted. They're not renewing my lease. My lease ends, the year is up in a month, mm-hmm. and they let me know yesterday that they're not renewing it. But it's retaliatory, obviously, because we've been having a lot of issues with the plumbing and the sewage. And they keep having, like, the sewage keeps exploding, and it's disgusting, obviously, and difficult to deal with. And I've asked them, like, hey, it's not safe to live here. And every single time they, like, gaslight me, and, like, they're, like, it's perfectly safe. And, you know, it's just, like, it smells like sewage. It's disgusting. And they keep saying that we're doing it, and they're trying to charge us for the plumbing. I don't know. It's, like,
so nasty.
None of this is, like, interesting. It's, like, breaking news. Landlords are evil. But
have you guys heard this?
I don't know. But maybe it's be nice. I am so frustrated with dealing with it. It's bad for my nervous system. I, like, wake up all the time, like, knowing they're going to email me something nasty, and I'm, like, scared to open it.
Yeah. No. Your space, like, that's such an important thing to feel relaxed in.
Yeah. So. And they keep saying that we're flushing weird things down the toilet. I'm like, my brother in Christ, like, what do you think I'm flushing down this toilet? Like, I don't flush... I'm not that bored. Like, I...
No, that's my landlord. If we ever have, like, a clogged toilet, he's like, well, it's because you're flushing your tampons. I'm like, I've never flushed a tampon. That's, like, period 101.
I don't use them.
No. Oh, really?
I use other stuff.
Other stuff.
Bleach up there.
What?
I'm not trying to put bleach.
Oh, that's easy.
Up into the crawl.
Crawl? Not crawl. Anything but crawl. That milk is sloshing around.
I've never called it that before.
Crawl? The crawl space. The
crawl space.
Can't have bleach in the crawl.
Yeah.
Huh. Well.
I like it.
Hey, you can't have bleach in the crawl.
Hey, you trying to get in the crawl? Okay. Oh, I was going to say it could be a silver lining. I want to get out of this house. No more nasty emails. And I just also feel like I'm at a place where somebody rich should be letting me live in their home. Like,
oh, yeah. I want that too. Yeah,
hey. Bring that onto the world.
If any rich fans love us and want us to live in their house for free.
Yeah. It's a good, you know, I grew up in a trailer. This is a good rags to riches. I should be like in some billionaire's house now. That's a good, that's a good arc. That's a fun arc.
We'll teach
that's,
you how to.
That's why you guys should do it for the story.
We'll teach you how to be good at parties.
We have a lot of services we can offer.
Exactly. Well, let's be careful how you say it. Because
nothing related to, you're not getting in the crawl space.
Look, if I live in your house, the crawl space is off limits though.
Yeah, the crawl space is off limits. Unless... Unless crawl space.
Okay, all right.
Different crawl space.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that was all I had. Oh, I that has nothing to do with anything that we were talking about. And it's neither a window nor a wall. But I just learned from my ex who I was hanging out with and catching up with, that a lot of women are going to parties and they're sticking their vaginal juices behind their ears.
Oh no, that's the neck thing. I've heard about that for years.
Yeah, behind their ears or on their neck. Basically
I've done
pulse
it.
Points.
I've done it.
Really?
I've done it before and it works. No, it really works. You
But so, you guys, if you're not familiar, you're doing this obviously because of the pheromones.
Yeah,
you're trying to
attract you pop your fingers in the crawl and then the crawl space. Then you rub it on your neck. And you know what? I have done it. I've done it for job interviews too.
Yeah.
You get the job.
What, really?
Yeah, yeah. You, God forbid a woman is interviewing you, but if it's a man, you're getting the job.
We have potentially a big interview coming up. Maybe we should use it.
It might be women interviewing us, though.
I know. Well, see, the reason that I've actually heard this hack before, and he would remind me of this. The reason I haven't done it is because I just feel like my girlfriends would be like, why does your hair smell like pussy? Like, I'd be like,
no. I love her, but she smells like pussy bad.
I feel like no guy would notice, and all my girlfriends would be like,
well, it doesn't, like, register as, like, pussy. I think you're just, like, the guys are just, like, it, like, their lizard brain gets, like, turned on, and, like... like it's not that's like subconscious.
Yeah, I totally think that would probably happen with the men, and I think all my girlfriends would be like, "Girl, were you touching yourself? Like,
did you shower?
Yeah, yeah.
You smell like crawl.
I love hanging out with her. I want to invite her all the time, but she like always smells like pussy.
Girl, you smell like crawl bad.
You put your fingers in the crawl space.
I shouldn't have admitted that I've done that before. I feel like
no, I think it's cool.
I'm just
coming okay, clean, being perverted.
Two, we're going to two parties tonight. I'm going to try it.
Two tonight?
Yeah.
There's another one?
Yeah.
What's the other one?
I put it on our calendar.
All right.
I put it in the group chat, which is basically our calendar. I dropped two different invitations, two different parties.
All right. Well, we're going crazy tonight. We should probably go so we can get ready.
Well, we should.
All right, guys. We've got parties to go to.
I'm with my lawyer about this landlord issue. So
badass night. Now I want a steak dinner. I might go get a steak dinner, too.
Yeah.
Because we got a big night ahead of us.
Yeah, you might have a steak dinner with your lawyer, and then you
Yeah, I got to get better. A lawyer. Okay. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. Like and subscribe. Comment.
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram, Party God Pod, on
Subscribe
everything.
On the Patreon.
On the Patreon, yeah, yeah. For the $60 one.
I really need some money because I'm going to be homeless.
Yeah, yeah. Our girl needs a home. Yeah. All right, guys, thank you so much. And party on.
Party on.